maybe leaving the Order wasn't such a good idea after all. I mean, who will mate with me now? My fertility period is almost coming to an end, and there is still no soul in sight. Is that a bonfire? No. I must be seeing things. Who would light a bonfire in the middle of nowhere? Oh my. A fine specimen. That must be his camp then. Maybe I can convince him to mate with me. No. He'll probably run the second he sees me. On the other hand, what choice do I have? Greetings, traveler. Please remain calm. Oh, God, he's screaming like he just saw a giant spider or something. Oh. Wait. Now, calm down, human. I won't hurt you. No! Don't reach for your sword! Why can't it be easy just this once? Shh! Listen here. I wasn't lying when I said I don't want to hurt you. But you left me no choice. Oh, great. Now he's crying for his mother. Wait, that gives me an idea. Shh. It's fine. Your mummy wouldn't want to see her strong man crying now, would she? That's right. So be a good boy and listen to what I have to say, will you? I knew this would work. All right. It's okay. It's okay. Mummy's here. I'm going to remove these webs now. And you will stay calm. Okay? There. That's a good boy. Now listen, as you probably figured out by now, I'm an arachnid. No, don't be silly. I won't eat you. In fact, that is the exact reason why I left my order. I'm not like the other arachnids. I believe that my kind, and you humans, can live together in harmony. You know, we arachnids are quite civil creatures. Just as much as you study us, we study you. I didn't want to believe what they taught us. I didn't think you humans were just prey. No, I think you are fascinating creatures. Intelligent, caring, and potent. Anyways, so, I left the Order, but there was a catch. You see, you know that we spiders lay eggs, don't you? Well, those eggs need to be fertilized. But there's only a small window of opportunity for that fertilization to occur. And for me, this window is coming to a close soon. Since I left the Order, I haven't had the chance to find a suitable mate. So, I would like to kindly ask you, human, will you be my mate? Hold on. Before you make your final decision, let me just say this. We spiderkin are very well versed in human anatomy. And having all these arms gives me certain capabilities. Capabilities that will certainly make it worth your while. So what do you say, human? Are you still unsure? Could this spider pussy, already glistening with juices, change your mind? Just agree to my little proposal, and you may pound away as you please. Deal? Very well, human. I'm glad you agree. Now get out of those clothes for me. Oh, my. I really wasn't mistaken in thinking you're a strong specimen. You're very well equipped for breeding, human. You have a very impressive tool. Not so fast, human. You look very well suited on the outside. But can you back that up, I wonder? We lay hundreds of eggs with each cycle. Your sperm needs to be potent enough to fertilize all of them. Lay down on your back and spread your legs. Good boy. Now, let me educate you a little more about the spiderkin. We have a very good sense of taste, human. That gives me the ability to literally taste how potent you are. Amazing, isn't it? And for that, I only need some of your... What do humans call it again? Pre-cum, I believe it's called. So please, human, let me do my thing. Let me start by getting you nice and hard. I bet that feels good, doesn't it? My spider tongue on the tip of your cock. I can already feel you getting harder. Come on, human. Just a little more. There we go. Nice and hard. And now for the second part. Do you like my hands on your cock, human? Good. Oh, I have to admit, I quite enjoy feeling your throbbing, twitching shaft in between my hands as well. What was that? My tits. Oh, how rude of me. Excuse me. I was so focused on you that I forgot my manners. Here. Go ahead and feel them. Oh my, aren't you eager? Yes, like that. Oh yes, squeeze my nipples. Oh. All right, enough for now. You'll have plenty of time to admire them later. For now, let's focus on the more pressing issues at hand. There. Oh, yes. You're finally leaking some pre-cum. Oh, let me just do this. Oh, delicious. I can already tell that you're prime mating material. All right. You've convinced me, human. You're definitely potent enough. But may I ask another favor from you? I haven't eaten in about a week. And not only is your pre-cum very delicious, oh no, it is also highly nutritious. So please, human, may I drink some of your pre-cum? I knew you wouldn't refuse. Oh my. Oh my, this taste. I can't get enough of it. I need more. Human, what I will be doing next might seem strange at first, but trust me, okay? Goodbye. Yes, human. Yes, I'm focusing on your anus now. Don't worry. We're taught in human anatomy, remember? You're still so tense. I can feel you throbbing with every lick. Be a good boy. Relax. And let my long spider tongue in. There you go. It feels much better, doesn't it? Oh, yes. Let me lick your little hole. And then put my lips around it and suck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All right. I think you're prepped now. Let me just insert my finger like this. Shh. It's all right. Don't squirm. Do you notice this spot right here? Oh, it feels amazing when I touch it, doesn't it? That's your prostate. It's partly responsible for producing that delicious cum of yours. So, let me just rub it a bit. And there we go, see? The moment I started rubbing, you instantly spurted out a bit of pre-cum. Delicious pre-cum for me. Can you see where I'm going with this? That's right. Just lie there and enjoy the sensation while I milk your cock. Oh, yes. Oh, so good. Oh, I need it. Oh, it feeds me. Your delicious pre-cum. So good. Oh, but I still need more. Human, do you remember that I told you that we spiderkin had special capabilities? Well, we do have 6 arms and 2 legs, right? Let me put my free hands to good use then. No, don't worry. Of course I will keep massaging your prostate. I don't want to torture my good boy. Oh no. How about I reward you instead? Let me just use my other pair of hands to play with these heavy balls of yours. Your moaning is cute. Is that better? Well, and I still have a pair of free hands. Would you like me to jerk you off with them while I extract your pre-cum? I thought so. There you go. Is that something a human female can do? Massaging your prostate, jerking you off, and playing with your balls all at the same time. All while sucking you dry. See, I told you I could make it worth your while. But enough talking. I'm hungry. No. You can't come yet. As much as I'd love to suck you dry, this is still about you fertilizing my eggs. Do you remember how wet I was before? Well, my juices are overflowing now that I had that little treat of yours. So let me just get on top of you and... Oh, yes. Oh, this is just what I need. Oh, you fill me so. Oh, and how does it feel, human? Having your manhood, your huge, thick, hard manhood in such a perfectly tight pussy as mine? How does my spider gum pussy feel? Oh, I bet you can't wait to drench my waiting eggs in your potent seed, can you? Oh, the thought of fathering my little babies surely has you ready to burst any second. Well, let's not waste any time then. You know what, human? I still have my hands free. Oh. So let me do the same thing as before. This hand goes to your ass. Oh, and this one plays with your fumbles, just like this. Oh, yes, you should really see the look on your face. You're really into this, aren't you? Oh, yes, oh, that's okay, I'm enjoying it just as much. Let me just lean back a little so I can enjoy it even more. Oh yes, you're hitting my G-spot. Oh fuck, that feels good. Every single thrust sends shivers down my whole body. Yes, thank you, human. Oh, yes. Fuck my spider pussy. Oh, yes. Now it's time to finish what we started. Oh. Yes, do it, human. Be a good boy. Oh, breed me. Oh, yes. Breed me, please. Breed me. Come for me. Make me a mummy. Oh, breed me, please, human. Please. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. Oh, yes. Let it all out. Oh, spurt inside me. Give me your seed. All of it. Oh, this warmth. I can't hold it. I'm coming. No, don't pull out yet. Oh, we'll want to make sure nothing goes to waste. And don't waste any of it. Oh, that was wonderful. Oh, here, let me just roll off you. Oh, I can't believe you did it, human. You really made me a mummy. Would you like a reward? Okay. Here. Get on top of me. I promised you some alone time with my tits. So, go ahead. Rest your head in between them. There. That's right. Make yourself comfortable. You did so well. I'm really proud of you. You showed me that humans are wonderful creatures. You are the living, breathing example of what I believed in this whole time. I just knew it. It felt so wrong to always look down on humans as a lesser species. But enough of that. How do you like my tits, human? Human? Oh, gosh. He fell asleep between my tits. Oh, well. I guess I did completely drain him. I guess I'll just weave us a blanket then. Sleep well, my little hero.